So therefore, if they signed already, then it's no good, it looks like sheker. But Masha, they didn't sign yet. The Yoni wrote down the Hentik. Now, first, what the Dayanim do is, they write down in the Shtar, like us three Dayanim know the way it's true, and then they sign it. So, for the Gemara Mikas Finun, do we even let the three Dayanim write down that they know it's true before they really know it's true? Like only two of them knew. The third one didn't know yet. When Bezdin makes a henpik, when Bezdin gives their seal on something that's true, the nichtav, if it was written, mekame de nechve sadi, before the Edim said over the Edis, achsim shadayu, before they told over the Edis to Bezdin, it's psula. It's no good. Because what has to happen is, first the three Dayanim sit down, and two Edim come in and tell them the fact, that we know these Edim are kosher, it's their ksav, it's their signatures. Now that the Bezdin knows it's true, now the Bezdin has to go and write up the henpik, to write down, we know it's okay. But if they write it down first, and then the first hear over there, that's good, it's Taka Posel, why the Mechzeke Shikra? It looks like something false is going on here. Because at the time when the Bezdin wrote down that they know, it's not true, they didn't know yet. See, also, even if they wrote it down, it shouldn't be good. So Marsumayas Hochinami Mechzeke Shikra also should look like false. Let's say like this. Before even the Dayanim wrote down even, the henpik is me them in front of. You have to first come and say Edis in front of the three of them, that all three of them should know that the signatures are true. The choysim, and then the Edim sign. Misha kosvu ain't me them in front of a choysim. But if they already wrote down the henpik, it doesn't help anymore. And mean that before of a choysim, you can't just say this now, but you have to go and write it over again, or first be mekabel the Edim, that the Dayanim know the signatures are true, and then you have to write it over again, and then you make the henpik. But if it was written up first, that's called Mechzeke Shikra, Bezdin has to do things, Toy speaks about it more, we don't say this for Mechzeke Shikra. But Akoponim, what comes out of Bezdin, it has to be pure 100%. See, you can't let them first write it, but the time they wrote it up, the henpik, they didn't know it was true. So therefore, what you have to do is first the Edim has to tell the Bezdin that the signatures are true, and then the Bezdin goes to write up the henpik, and then the Dayanim sign on it. Tomorrow says, now, so far, what's going on here? Again, the original case was that two out of the three of the Dayanim know it themselves. So these two could relate to the third one, and first tell the third one that we know these signatures are true. Now, considered all three of them know the signatures are true, now they write up the henpik. But I call upon him Shema Min the Klas. From here I hear three chedushim. First of all, Shema Min, I hear the klal is Eid Nasa Dayin. That an Eid himself could also be a Dayin. Because you only have three Dayanim here. Two of them know the signatures are true. So these two want to tell over to the third one. But you could only say Eidus in front of Bezdin. So when these two Dayanim are saying their Eidus to the third one, they're also being Dayanim at the same time. You say Yechidish Eid Nasa Dayin. An aid could be a dayan at the same time. We'll see at the end on the Rabbanon din, we hold this good. Like here, Kiyim Shtaros is only Midrabbanon. So Midrabbanon, at the same time that these two people are saying aidus, that they know the signatures are true, to the third dayan, they're also considered part of the dayanim. Because aidim have to say something in front of three dayanim. So at the same time they themselves are talking, they're also called dayanim. That's one chiddush. Ushmamin, another chiddush is Dayanim Hamakirin Chisimas Yedayedim. Like here, is a Dayanim recognize themselves the signatures of the Yedim, and in Tzrichin Hoydifnayim, you don't have to have Yedim saying in front of them. Like these two people, nobody has to tell them, they only tell the third one. But they themselves know, nobody has to tell them. So, Chorub Bimashim, in the case that all three Dayanim know themselves that the signatures are true, you wouldn't have to have any Yedim here. Would be enough, these three Dayanim themselves to sign to make the henpik. That would be enough. Ushmamina, the third chiddush is that Dayanim Shein Makirin Chsima Shedayedim, Dayanim that do not recognize the signatures of the Yedim, is Tzrichin Lahoyid Bifnei Kolechot V'yechot. That if the Dayanim do not know it, and you have to have Yedim telling them, the Yedim has to say it in front of all three Dayanim. That's another Rai here. Because who didn't know it here? The third one. So these two had to say it in front of the third one. So you see, when Dayanim did not know the Chsima, you have to have two Edim telling them that they to tell them over the signatures is like a true. So what's it like this? Maskal or Ravashi? Rashi says, like, how do you know all these three Chedushim from us? Bishleim, the only one you understand is the first one. Bishleim eid nasa dayin shamina mino. That's very good. Now we're telling now these three dayonim, two of them tell over the third one, the eidus, that the signatures are true. But Vishasta is saying is we're the three dayonim. So that I hear that these two eidim, Vishasta is saying of the third one, they're also considered dayonim right now. So you see, at one time an eid could be considered a dayon, that I understand. That's a good proof. Ela but the second din of dayonim ha-mekir nechsim ha-shadayedim. Ain't tzrichim ho-ein b'fnayem. That's to tell me what dayonim, that recognize the signatures of the eidim. Nobody has to say it in front of them, which should be mashm if all three dayonim themselves know about it. You do not need eidim at all. For the Gemara, maybe no. Dilma li'erle me'imaloch tzrichim. Maybe always the klal is you do have to have eidim. Bezdin can't pask unless they have eidim in front of them. Rat faces mashm, otherwise it'd be a son looks like eidim if he eid. Maybe there's such a takana that when Bezdin gives a psak, it always has to be from Eidim. But the Shani Yoch, here it's different, to call Mekaymi HaGodah B'chad, because Hako upon him, one Dayan did not know the signatures. So he had the other two Dayan and Bateras Eidus telling it over to the third Dayan. So there was a case there were Eidim here. At least the Eidim told it to one Dayan. But maybe you always have to have at least Eidim telling one Dayan. But in the case that all three Dayanim know by themselves that the signatures are true, maybe still it won't be good, because it's such a locha that Bezdin needs Eidim. Without Eidim, it looks like Eidim Epiyed, it looks like it's possible. So you have no proof from here that you could pass on the Shara without Eidim, because over here, our koponim, there were Eidim. For the third Dayan that did not know, the first two Dayanim were Eidim telling them. Then the third thing you want to tell us, V'dayonim shein makir nechsim ha-shadayedim. Tzrichim lhoyim ifnei kol echad v'yechod. That mashm, if three dayonim do not know the signatures. When the two eidim come and tell them they know the signatures, they have to say it in front of all three dayonim. But what's the proof over here? Dil m'liyar l'mei m'loch ein tzrichim. Maybe you all over, you don't have to have in front of all three dayonim. Maybe it'll be enough for the two eidim to tell it over to one dayon. That's all. And the one dayon will tell over to the other two dayonim. But the Shani Yocho to like call Mekayim HaGodah Klal was over here. What happened? Really, two Eidim knew already. There was only one Eid that did not know. So these two Eidim now told over to the third Eid. But it could be just it's enough to have two Eidim telling over one Dayan. Where's the proof that if you tell me a case that all three of the Yerim did not know, and now two Eidim are telling them, where's the proof it has to be in front of all three? Here you only see that the two Eidim told over to one. And maybe it's enough one, you don't see all three have to know about it. So the last two, the Chori don't have any proof for. Yosef Rabbah sat down, the Komalon, he said over this Loshma to this Halacha. The Eid Nasadayin. So I call upon the first Halacha that we have a proof that an Eid, even at the time when he's saying his Eidus, he could also be a Dayin. And this we have a Kash, Eisler of Safra the Rabbah. Rav Safra has the Kash to Rabbah. Says Allah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Ruah Shloisha. Let's say three people saw the new Levona, saw the new moon. They ain't Bezdin, and they could be a Bezdin right now. It's still Yamdu Shnayim. You have to have another two people come there. Let two of them, let these two stand up. Let them be the Eidim. V'yoshivu mechavreya meitzla yochid. But you have to bring another two Dayanim near the third person. V'yidu b'fnayim. And now these two people that saw the Levona, they say the raid is in front of three Dayanim. V'yoymu mekudosh ha-chodesh mekudosh. And then these three dayanim now say over kiddush like them and kaddish to chodesh. Sheina yochid neman idayatzma, because one is not neman by itself. So what was the case here? He had three people saw the moon. And then the next day, when they go like to make a bezin out of it, it's not enough for these two to get up and stay in front of the third one. But you have to have two of them stand up to be eidim. And you have to have another two dayanim come near the third one. So you see these two eidim that are eidim cannot be dayanim. So we see l'chura, Eid can't be a dayin. Because we, Sakotayatachif, you're going to tell me, the Eid not a dayin, the same time you're saying Eidus. You could also be a dayin also. Lama l'kulihai, what do you have to have five people here for? You had the original three people that saw the moon last night. So the next morning, leisvu b'dechtayu, let these three people sit together. V'lekacho, like let two of them be Eidim, and say over to the third one. So it's called Eidus now, and they're also Dayanim, and they make Kiddush HaChodesh. So Chori, you see here, clearly an Eid cannot be a Dayan. So Gemara says, Omalei, he said back to him, Afla Didi Kashli, I also had this for question. v'shaltinu l'Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, yes, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masiyah, Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Huna, Rav Huna l'chiyah bar Rav, v'chiyah bar Rav l'Rav. They are, each one asked the other one the same question, and the answer is, v'yomalu, ha'noch li'edish ha'chodesh di'araisa. That's true. When you need aid to do if it didn't meet the raisa, then avadi with the raisa we hold ain aid nasadayin. The aid at the time when he's saying his aidus, he cannot be a dayin at the same time. In Tosfos says Poshet's a pasuk that says the way it works is aidim stand up and dayanim sit down. So that's the way aid has to be. You have to have an aid standing and a dayin sitting down. So therefore, you can't have an aid nasadayin at the same time, because if you're standing, you can't be a dayin. So midiraisa vada we hold an aid cannot be a dayan. Therefore, kiddush hachodesh is a mitzvah midiraisa. So you have to have three dayanim sitting down and two eidim standing up. But our case over here, the kiyim shtaros rabbanon, that we say bezdin has to be mekayim mishtar, even though the eidim signed on the shtar, that's only midirabbanon. So our eidus that's the only need midirabbanon, and the rabbanon will make it and say aid could be a dayan. So therefore, there's no stira. For kiyum ashtaris, it's only the rabbanon the galocha. Here we could be making the say an aid could be a dain. Just one. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyosvu lekayim ashtar. Three people sat down to a mekayim ashtar. The kore iru alechut mihim. And then now there's an iru, there's a complaint that maybe one of these three dayanim are no good, apostle dayanim. So it depends like this. Actually, if they didn't sign yet, if they didn't sign to make the handpick yet, his midin olav, he could have another two eidim come and say, no, we know this dayan is kosher for chosim, then he could sign. But misha chosmu, the chiddush is, let's say first the three dayanim signed, and then there's a complaint about one dayan that's no good. It's like all the signatures are bottle. His ain midin olav for chosim, it doesn't help anymore now to have another eidim come and say that this dayan is kosher. It doesn't help. Since they signed first and there was a complaint about the signatures, one signature like one dayan, those things is bottle. And Rashi says it's a svara, hevelei noigim biedis, shegnai lehem sheyoshvim subadin. It's a gnai already. So Rashi learned that this, who's being made here? Not other two edim. It means what happened? You have three dayanim here. So these two dayanim, they come and say edis to the third one, we know the third one is kosher. See, if they didn't sign yet, it's okay. But once all three of them signed together, Rashi says, now we can't leave these other two Eidim, these other two Dayanim, to be trusted upon this third Dayan. Because they're a little bit more gay of a dover. Because it's a Gennai that you all three sat down and signed together. So therefore, here it's a Gennai, we don't believe him. So Mar says, Iru Demai, Iru Degazusa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start with this Gemara again tomorrow night.